Blog Talk Radio.
Down on all mankind.
My brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again, yes, indeed, for another episode, another blessed episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I welcome you indeed to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear that He draws near. Mm-hmm. Yes, every ear that He draws near to hear and to comprehend the blessedness of His will revealed. Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly that I have for Him some very important, I said, very important things under His authority to do. And He told me because of what I must do that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would also have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me. Yes, indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done it, done everything they could. Everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah endures forever. The promise of the Most High that surely without question He sends Messiah. Men might be made wise according to a pure, perfect word that offers one choice. He promises a time, my brothers and sisters, which He said would be the restoration, the restitution, the refreshing to mind of all things spoken by the Most High through the mouth of His holy prophets since world began. And the truth of the matter, yes, the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that even if a whole world, if all the nations and all the denominations and all the so-called religiosities of this world choose to ignore or not give reverence or respect, even the least word spoken of the Most High through His prophets, my brothers and sisters, let us know that Yah will still yet be true. Yes, His word would not return to Him void, and He will be true to all that He has spoken, all that He has promised, all that He has foretold. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who trust and believe Him for the righteousness, the blessedness, the surety of that word. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. Got a lot of powerful things to talk about tonight. I'm sure there's others who been wondering when it would be. And I would sit down and really start tearing down this concept that men have called Xmas. Well, Christmas, Saturnalia, Bacchanalia, Rumalia. Well, I can only say to you this, my brothers and sisters, there is no question about it. The Xmas custom, Christmas custom, is without question, a decree that has nothing to do with anything spoken or declared from the mouth of the Most High. Without question, it is a custom that was wrought as a result a rebellion against that which the Most High Himself has decreed. Everyone who knows anything about the origin of this custom knows without question, if they look it up, they can find out for themselves. Its ancient origin was not in Yah. I repeat, its ancient origin was not in Yah, but in after sun worship. And even a Catholic encyclopedia makes admission, even though Catholic Church has sanctioned the preservation of it. Even in the Catholic Encyclopedia, there's the understanding that even the Roman Catholic Church that sought to preserve the ancient heathenism of Rome admits that its origin out of ancient Egypt. Sun worship, my brothers and sisters, not the worship of him who made all things. They who know the truth, without question, know. It is a custom that came as a result. It's a custom that came as a result of man obliging, again, sun worship, the preservation of the worship of the time called the winter solstice. They call the birth of the invincible sun. In other words, when the year, they called it that anyway. Well, later they did. When they started talking about the year beginning in the deadness of winter, and believe me, my brothers and sisters, it wasn't always so. They talked about the beginning of a solar year, per se. At the time of the winter solstice, what they call the rebirthing of the sun. You and I both know that as the year, or as the days move toward what is called the winter solstice, December 22nd, 23rd, as it moves toward that time, the days get shorter and shorter, and they then begin to lengthen as of the time of the winter solstice. And ancient pagan sun-worshipping people, seeing that the days began to lengthen, so they perceived. Around December 25th, called it the rebirthing of the sun god. Well, my brothers and sisters, that bit of information is available everywhere. Not a hard thing to find if anyone wants to examine it for themselves. But I'd like to go on a step further with this. Someone asked a question earlier today, what's wrong with Xmas? And the Most High, by His Spirit, took me to some very powerful scripture, my brothers and sisters. Very powerful scripture that is to the rebuke of the uncleanness, the unholiness of this custom. It had no origin from the mind of Yah. And the Most High told us, in fact, He told us through His Son, He told us, my brothers and sisters, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for false testimony. Watch out, my brothers and sisters, for those who compel your minds to forget what the Most High declared from the beginning, that you don't discern the nature of the things that are and what shall become of them. That you don't discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the eventuality that the Most High has declared. That we prepare ourselves righteously for the coming of the Son of Man, who reproves, who must reprove, in order to establish one righteousness according to that which is pure and perfect from the beginning, that you might prepare for the coming of the Son of Man, that all prophecy relates must come to rebuke and reprove every unrighteous, every imperfect, every polluted, unclean standard that men have decreed since the dawn of human fall. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. So much prophecy talks about how His people have gone astray after Egypt and Assyria for naught. You talk about that. To claim what? Anything worthwhile, worthy? My brothers and sisters, so many scriptures say that men gone to and fro the nations, only to become tainted and even to profane the name of the Most High, that their vessels might be found unworthy. For it is written, Hebrews, good place to look at those scriptures. In Hebrews, in the 12th chapter, we are warned, 12th chapter, 14th to 17th verses, Without holiness, no man shall see Yah. We need to think about that, my brothers and sisters, because we need to consider, my brothers and sisters, whether the things we have believed, the things we have been led to uphold, have been true to Yah or not. Messiah said that his peace he offers to the world. The knowledge of what is his love, even the love of Yah, he offers to the world. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's a difference between what Yah loves and what men aspire to. There's a difference between what the Most High calls peace with himself and what men, after their misimaginings, have contrived to believe. For the truth of the matter, is this, my brothers and sisters. The truth of the matter is this. Without question, my brothers and sisters, there's a difference. There's a difference between holiness and unholiness. There's a difference between righteousness and unrighteousness. There's a difference between the truth and a lie. And either man believes the truth to be found wise, or he believes a lie to be counted foolish. The truth of the matter, brothers and sisters, the truth is simply what it is. And without question, only those who believe the truth believe Yah as he is. Only those who believe the truth believe Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We must discern what the righteous will of Yah is. I said we must discern what the righteous will of Yah is. For the Most High definitely knows the difference between who he is and what men imagine. But he says he is the great I am that I am. He is who and all that he is, and nothing that he is not, and he will not deny himself. In fact, 2 Timothy says, before he denies himself, the truth of his word, before he denies himself as Rishon Achron, the first and last, the beginning and the end, before he denies himself as the constant truth, before he denies himself, my brothers and sisters, he will deny us. Please be wise, my brothers and sisters, please be wise. No unclean vessel shall enter the kingdom of Yah. His word is like a sharp two-edged sword, and it will discern indeed those who will praise him, those who will worship him, and those who worship him not. Even discerning, my brothers and sisters, who has worshipped him and who has worshipped him not. Understand, my brothers and sisters, some say, why should it make a difference? Some ask the question. I heard someone just the other night even talk about this. Well, if they were ignorant to the truth, they believe that, why should they be accused? My brothers and sisters, if every man is ignorant to the truth, if every man ignores the truth, if no one hears and believes Yah, every man, my brothers and sisters, trusting after the constraints of another, shall he say he is free because he does not know that he is in bondage? If the only style of worship men know, or only form of worship men know, is after the constraints of the unrighteous, shall a man say that he is free? Brothers and sisters, Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. No lie in it. Most High told me directly that every unclean thought of a man stands against discerning indeed the righteousness of Yah. Every half-truth, every lie, it acts as an obstacle against discerning the greater truth, the greater righteousness of the Most High. It's an obstacle, my brothers and sisters, even a curse against the conscience of men, even against the salvation of his people. Think about it. Pure and perfect standards offers one choice. Every blasphemous, irreverent, disrespectful ideal whereby men have called themselves wise, not considering all the Most High has declared, opens the doors for much contention and strife. No peace, my brothers and sisters, after lawlessness. No peace, my brothers and sisters. No oneness after a multitude of fallen standards. Because believe me, man has sought to find ways to exalt a multitude of contrivances. Not true to the fullness of his will. Not true to the fullness of divine will. And every one of those standards whereby men have exalted themselves in their ignorance or lack of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is a false god, The scriptures already warn us that we shall have no other standard, no other righteousness, no other controlling body of knowledge but will, no other God. What a man believes is a God to him. None other but Yah. And in fact, the scripture says, anyone takes his name in vain or swears by his name after any lesser standard, not seeking the fullness of his will, not realizing his obligation to seek the fullness of what is divine will. My brothers and sisters, that man offering a multitude of divisions and curses to mislead and misguide the people, my brothers and sisters, has a lot of blood on his head. Most High sends his spirit, teaches all things, no lie in it. I said the Most High sends his spirit, teaching all things, no lie in it. That's what, after that pure and perfect truth, he says, comfort ye, O my people. Let all his people become one. Let man repent, my brothers and sisters, of every then unclean, imperfect standard that has divided his people. For the only offering the Most High will accept of this world is an offering unto his peace. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. What is the nature of what this world, or Pax Romana, Rome called peace? It was man's secret to compromise himself, giving himself over to all the variant lusts of his flesh, saying that none should see any fault in the thing that they do. Each man giving himself over to his own carnal indiscretion. You need to ask the question why they call the feast of the heathen carnivals, carnivals. Look at the word. Feast after which men give full license to their flesh. One of the traditions of the ancient pagan Bacchanalia. Saturnalia. Oh, I need to talk about that. Do you not know, my brothers and sisters, that in the Roman catacombs, there are actually gravestones where the members of the early church who had to go underground, there are actually tombstones, my brothers and sisters. The Roman church knows it. Many historians know it. Those who have visited the catacombs under Rome know it, that there are tombstones there, saying such thee things as, I thank thee, O my Father, creator of heaven and earth, that you have not left me a worshiper of such heathen customs as the Saturnalia. How many of my brothers and sisters have gone back and found out who it is that worshiped on December 25th? You won't find that custom, my brothers and sisters, among Hebrews. But you will find them among the heathen. You need to ask, my brothers and sisters, how these intrusions got in among the churches. Colossians says, beware the intrusions of the principalities and powers. In the second chapter. Beware lest any man beguile you after the principles, the principalities and powers of this world, not after the Savior. He said, don't let any man, my brothers and sisters, act as your judge to turn you away from the truth of what Yah has declared, because the fact of the matter is, oh, my brothers and sisters, the fact of the matter is, if you allow any man to turn you aside from that which Yah has decreed and compel you that your worship is only after the constraints of men, my brothers and sisters, say, watch out lest you be doomed as those living in the world. Never true to the church. Church is a people, my brothers and sisters, called out from the uncleanness of the world, called out from the darkness into the light, called out from the confusion unto absolution. Or shall men say that faith in Yah is not unto an absolute? Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to think through these things. Every unclean thought against the righteousness of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is against the salvation or against the oneness or against the atonement or against the peace of his people. The scripture says, come, let us reason together. And when the scripture says, come, let us reason together, that we learn how to do good. My brothers and sisters, it was never talking about man reasoning according to each man leaning to his own understanding, but opening his heart to allow the Most High to reveal what men have not considered. That men indeed, finally at last, might be true to the praise of Yah. It's reason, why the Holy Spirit to teach all things. The men consider what they have not considered. They transcend the worldly status quo, finally to consider outside the box of constraints of those who dared after a worldly matrix, lying and deceitful matrix. Yes, after the contrivance of those who would never tell the whole truth. Constrain the mind and thoughts and the communications, conversation of men, never to consider more or beyond that which seemingly grants authority to flatter the misrule of men. The nature of this worldly deceitful matrix is that it has actually sought to outlaw, it's actually sought to outlaw the greater knowledge of the truth. And for this reason, the Most High sends prophets to speak with others would not. Again, the Holy Spirit, Sister Penny, remembers all things. Rebuke all that divides his people, every fallen standard or lesser standard after which men have given allegiance. And there's a reason why Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below. He said he was true to all the Most High himself declared. And there's a reason why he said the truth will set you free. He said, I'm from above and not from below, not after the divisiveness of this world that recognizes no autonomous, holy, pure authority. He said, I'm not of this world. And he said, unless you believe that I am he whose testimony is pure from above, he said, you would die in your sins. How about ignorant or never discerning, my brothers and sisters, that which man should never have ignored? Never realizing, my brothers and sisters, that greater truth that man should never have forgotten. So many truths, my brothers and sisters, contained in the scriptures, I can only tell you, some of the biggest lies have been told to hide those truths, and every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. Whenever man is subject to any lesser conscience than that of Yah, whenever man is subject to a conscience that will not reveal the fullness of what the Most High would declare, it is trouble, it is strife, it is tribulation, it is self-righteous ambition, it's contentious strife, bondage, warfare, under a multitude of vanities, of unrighteous confusion and tribulation. Simply because men, it's oftentimes said, well, no one knows what the truth is, some say, or they wouldn't want to hear it even if they did, wouldn't want to recognize it even if they did. That's the way some people really feel. And they feel that if no one knows what the truth is, then they have a right to do or speak whatever they will. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that anyone who would dare to be presumptuous or give license to presumptuous thinking in a world wherein men take advantage of one another's lack of knowledge. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, gives license to presumptuousness, well, the scripture says the spirit of truth they will not receive. And I would have you to know that it is only by the power of him who is perfect that any soul before the Most High is perfected. Spirit of truth, my brothers and sisters, they will give license to worldly presumptuousness or presuming about that which they know not. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says the spirit of truth, spirit of absolution, spirit of righteousness, they would not receive. Well, in fact, the book of Jude even goes as far as to say they would pervert the grace and the gift of the knowledge of Yah. They would want to walk after his own licentiousness, his own sense of lawlessness, so much so that Messiah himself would have to come to rebuke this unbelief. Hey, even rebuke a whole world for all the ungodly words and doctrines it is spoken, dividing men against Yah, man against man. Second Kepha, Peter, 3:14-18, talks about how men have taken the word of Yah upon unstable and faulty foundations. Yes, indeed, they have done this to the point which they have perverted the meaning not only of Paul's, Shaul's words, but also the other scriptures, unto the destruction of many, But without question, Proverbs 14:12, 16:25, many are the ways to seem right unto men, seem righteous after the fallen conscience of men, seem sufficient after the indiscriminate conscience of men, but the end, the scripture says thereof, it did not say it was life. In fact, the scripture said once the wicked take control among the churches, men not discerning, they had loved unrighteousness, preferred unrighteousness, blind to their inequity, blind to where they fall short of the greater glory. Scripture did not say that such as this would find salvation. In fact, Scripture said those who believe these pretenses shall be damned, till Messiah himself comes to restore the knowledge of all righteousness. I said to restore the knowledge of all righteousness, that men might know how to praise Yah as he is, true unto all that he is, that men may praise Yah, whose very name declares that he is everything, all that he is, and nothing that he is not. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Yah will hold men accountable true to his word. Even if a whole world, all the nations and denominations ignore it, it will yet be true to what such passages that I oftentimes speak about in this show. Revelation 22:16, Messiah said, this testimony must be declared in all the churches that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Who is he speaking of, according to all the prophets? And have men been taught those things that they may know not to take away or add anything to the testimony of the Most High? For Messiah indeed will reprove all institutions, wherever they are partial, wherever they are perverse. There wouldn't be 45,000 denominations in the world, my brothers and sisters, claiming to be believers, if men indeed were true to the gospel. Because in fact, no unclean word, I repeat, no unclean word, no word tainted after the ways of the nations is the gospel. No unclean word, my brothers and sisters, is a covenant unto him who is holy, pure, perfect forevermore. Blessed are they who will understand this. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. And I'm about to raise a lot of questions in the minds of a lot of people. But prayerfully, a lot of those questions be answered before the night is over. Because I know a lot of people would ask a question. What about those who have never discerned these things? Well, man must overcome the world, my brothers and sisters, must overcome the lies that are in it, must overcome every obstacle of lie that men have taught the blind and people not to perceive the truth. Man is not offered the kingdom, the holy kingdom of Yah, after any instability. He is not offered the kingdom of Yah being an unclean vessel. Scripture says, without holiness, no man shall see Yah. Every foolish and deceptive, foolish therefore deceptive word that causes men to fall short of the glory that men speak, preach, exalt. And Scripture says men should give account of it in the judgment. My brothers and sisters, Scripture said no man should take the name of the Most High and associate it with any man's vanity, a useless, worthless ideal that does not appease Yah. He says you should not know, no man who does this will be found guiltless before him. Exodus 20:7 needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters. He says you have no other gods but him. That means no other standard or decrees or instructions. So you call wives, but those that come from him, you must discern, my brothers and sisters. I said you must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. No manner of unclean testimony, no manner of unclean tradition commemorates or brings remembrance of that which Yah has declared. After the pure manner in which he will receive it. No unclean thing, my brothers and sisters, brings forth an acceptable offering unto Yah. Every lie man believes is a damning pretense then, divisive under confusion. Lies, my brothers and sisters, false testimony, fallen testimony, foolish testimony, deceptive testimony. But the word for fool, foul, false, fallen. See how many times these words keep relating the same context and the same vibration. All these pretenses, the scripture says Messiah must come to expose in the last days when he says he comes to slay or destroy every wicked standard that all know to follow him. Messiah comes because the whole world has fallen short of the glory that every knee should bow unto him who reveals again, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture says in Romans 14-15, who reveals the truth that every man give consideration, even seek to learn And give consideration what all it is the Most High has spoken of old, that all might be like-minded, bringing every nation, even all the Gentiles, true unto Yah, obedient unto Yah in word and deed. And it's insanity, my brothers and sisters, to sit back and talk about a separate covenant to the Jew and another covenant to the Gentile. My brothers and sisters, please understand, Romans 2nd chapter defies that principle immediately. How shall Israel be a blessing to all nations if you got two separate covenants? My brothers and sisters, scriptures even tell you in Jeremiah, Yeremiah 30-31, the Most High must regather his people from the midst of all the uncleannesses of the nations, that he restores unto his people a covenant, discern where he himself is the teacher, that men no longer be subject to bondage under the constraints of another. He said he regathers people from the midst of all nations, my brothers and sisters, and make a full end of all nations wherever they have been scattered. How about scattered after misallegiances, fallen standards, perverse standards, polluted ideals, that they might be his people? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He gives his instructions that men might be his servants. And blessed are they who see themselves as free when they are made the servants of Yah, discerning his will, rather than only knowing the constraints of men. For if men only know the misinstructions of men, my brothers and sisters, every man is in bondage. For man is a servant. I said, man is a servant unto him whose law he obeys. And my brothers and sisters, it's not a law when everyone believes that according to his own presumptuous heart. It's not a law, my brothers and sisters, when man ever believes that each man after his own presumptuous heart has the right to interpret or declare things as he will. Brothers and sisters, there's no forgiveness, no oneness, no atonement, no at-one-ment in such reason. Or dare men believe that after the multitude of contrivances thought after the hearts of men, dare men believe that in all their differences, the Most High even will regard as wise or viable or worthy or worthwhile even one misconceit not true to the everlasting nature of what from the beginning to eternity is divine plan. My brothers and sisters, no unclean thing will enter the kingdom of Yah. There's a passage, this passage is a scripture that need to be truly looked at. Given this in context, somebody asked a question to me earlier about what's wrong with Xmas. Most High immediately took my spirit to examine closely the nature of what will or will not enter the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. Psalms 24. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in this holy place? But he has clean hands, pure heart, was not lifted up a soul unto vanity. Remember, no unclean, imperfect thing performs all that is his pleasure. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, if equipped with talent, does not perform his purpose. It's worthy unto him, or worthwhile unto him. In fact, my brothers and sisters, says him who does not use what talents he has, even that which he has is taken away. Far better, my brothers and sisters, that the light, those who are to be the light of the world, must vibrate true to all that is the light that they shine. They will be the salt of the earth. We talked about this last night. Who preserve what is good must keep themselves pure, my brothers and sisters. For if nothing pure is preserved, my brothers and sisters, those who are the salt of the earth have left the whole world unto vanity. And themselves, my brothers and sisters, only to be trodden down. And all faulty foundations must be overthrown, that which is firm, my brothers and sisters, that which is firm, that exposes all foolishness, must be established. Read Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Most High must expose all foolish and deceptive standards, every false counsel, that finally, my brothers and sisters, people might be shepherded under the after the way of one. It must prove foolish every foolish, deceptive counsel. That a sure foundation upon which peace can stand might be established. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, you must make every crooked place straight, every crooked doctrine and crooked path straight. Everywhere the men have been puffed up in their folly, establishing obstacles to stagnate the minds, that pride, my brothers and sisters, must be humbled. And every time, my brothers and sisters, men have declared fallen standards into which they fall in the pits to be stagnated, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declares the truth that men have ignored, that men might see straightway and level the way unto Yah. Prophecies told us in advance, oh, that we had just simply kept and preserved what the Most High gave from the beginning as His commands and His instructions. Then there would only have been peace as a river, ever-flowing river, and righteousness, the waves of the sea from shore to shore, and there would not have been the destruction of so many souls before Him. My brothers and sisters, it is man's folly that he begat what he was told from the beginning, that the day he turns from Yah against sin and walk after the will of another, and there is no other life for Savior. He was told the day that he walked against Yah, he was sure to die. What then, my brothers and sisters, causes men to still yet believe that turned away from Yah, contriving his own righteousness, that he has found what is atonement and agreement with Yah, that he's found what is agreement, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High declared as the only hope of agreement, true to all that he has required of his people? Or dare men say that each man declaring his own way declared the standard for all, my brothers and sisters? The strife, the confusion, the illusions of man are vision to no one. Only a multitude of divisions and curses. And it's time we understand the reality. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let's look again at these passages. Let's look at the passages of Isaiah 52:1. I said, please go with me, Isaiah 52:1. In fact, it's at the splash screen of this show. They allow you just so much space, but I managed to squeeze some things in. Isaiah 52:1, awake, awake. In other words, don't walk in your sleep and slumber anymore, my brothers and sisters. Your daydreams, your irrealities. Awake and see the light. Smell the coffee. Put on thy strength. In other words, walk no more after your indiscretion, but discern your ancient spiritual strength, O Zion, the flock that knew to follow Yah. Put on thy beautiful garments, not just beautiful garments, my brothers and sisters, but garments clean in allegiance unto Him. O ye Jerusalem, city of peace, the holy city, the city that is to be pure unto Yah, and the city that is to be the habitation of those who will confirm the name, the will, the command, the testimony of the Most High as a guide, and even the righteousness of Yah that must be discerned by all the nations. For He says, for henceforth there shall come no more shall there come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. No more shall come unto thee those who rebel against the fullness of a covenant. Circumcision, my brothers and sisters, was a covenant Most High made with Abraham that by no means should the rebelliousness of the flesh act as an obstacle against man discerning the perfect will of Yah. Please discern, my brothers and sisters, the nature, the spiritual nature of the message that's being spoken here. For none who seeks to hold to the unclean, who rejects the holiness of Yah, shall enter into His kingdom. None who seeks to hold on to, my brothers and sisters, the perversities of the nations shall be a constituent citizen, the holy kingdom of Yah. For His holiness declares only what is pure, perfect, clean, complete, true unto He Himself and He alone. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, is not from him, is unto him. Please understand. Nothing that is not from him, cultivated by him, is an acceptable offering unto him. Shake thyself from the dust, from the uncleanness. Arise from all this filth and be at peace. Sit down, O Jerusalem, O city of peace. Loose thyself from all the uncleanness that has fettered your minds. Loose the bands from off thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Loose yourselves from the ways in which your lusts have been flattered and enticed by those who would capture your souls, that you not be counted worthy to be called Israel. For the children of Israel, my brothers and sisters, the remnant of Israel, speak no lies, no uncleanness, no inequity, no iniquity, no uncleanness. They shall discern the true righteous wisdom of Yah. Yes, indeed, they shall discern the true and righteous wisdom of Yah. And there should be none to harm or dissuade them. This is the inheritance of those whose faith, my brothers and sisters, transcends the boxes of a worldly status quo. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no one is free who does not know that he still yet functions after the constraints of the unclean. Yes, I know many are they who think they understand these things and that they are thinking for themselves. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is Yah that has to open the eyes for men to see how to transcend all the lies, misconceits, the perversities that this world would impugn upon the minds or precondition the minds to uphold. Many of the ways that seem right unto men, righteous, holy, true, unto men, the end thereof, my brothers and sisters, is destruction. Yah is the only Savior, and it is he that is pure and holy that must guide man to what is acceptable before him. My brothers and sisters, the third verse of Isaiah 52. But thus says the Most High, you sow yourselves for naught. You sow yourselves out among the nations to gain nothing. You sow yourselves out to be servants to those who had nothing, to claim nothing else, my brothers and sisters, but what is ultimately unto your damnations. But he says, my brothers and sisters, you sought to gain riches after what is esteemed among the nations. But my brothers and sisters, it won't be money that redeems you. My brothers and sisters, a broken and contrite heart, humble before the will of Yah, willing to return to his will, he will not despise. But thus says the Most High, my people went down aforetime to Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian only oppressed them without cause. My brothers and sisters, there's no hope of redemption under the constraints of the wicked? Or shall men say that exalting a false king, false rule, that they are delivered? It says, they that rule over them make them like beasts, cause them to howl. Howl under the persecution, my brothers and sisters, of those who demand hypocrisy of those who would have allegiance to misrule. And he says, my name, the authority of who he is continually, every day, blasphemed, disrespected, no sense of reverence for who he is, no sense of reverence for what he has commanded, no sense of reverence, my brothers and sisters, for what he has declared must be remembrance eternal. Therefore, he says, my people shall know my name, my will, my testimony, my holiness, my righteousness, my glory, my light invariant. And they shall know in that day that I am he that speak. They shall know my testimony. Behold, it is I. They shall discern, my brothers, between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Messiah will declare the fullness of all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his prophets. And the scripture says, we will not hearken to his testimony as a prophet. Scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, they will have no inheritance with his people. Read Acts 3:18-23. Messiah does not declare a proverbial, as some have said, new covenant, but a remembrance of all the Most High declared, restored anew. He says, how beautiful then upon the mountains, or over all the nations, the mountains are figurative nations, are the feet, the dominion of a bringing who brings good tidings, the whole word of truth, the sure word of truth, the pure word of truth, the holy word of truth. Word of holiness and cleanness, fairness, justice, righteousness. For that word published and declared among the nations is the only peace, the only oneness with Yah. How beautiful then, my brothers and sisters, over all the nations is the feet, the testimony, the authority, the declaration of him who brings good tidings, pure, holy words, fully in all things righteous words, considerate of Yah, of what is good, what is whole, what is mature, what is complete. It publishes indeed then what is the healing of man beyond every imperfect, incomplete, partial standard. Brothers and sisters, beyond every standard of shame that so often, my brothers and sisters, not knowing the law, the righteousness of Yah, does not recognize its blindness. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not according to not according to any word or doctrine. They cannot make a man whole. Man, before the fall, my brothers and sisters, was created to commune with the Most High. And created to commune with the Most High will always be man's purpose. But man, my brothers and sisters, refusing to believe or to trust in testimony beyond his fallen conscience, has remained enslaved in the cage. The Most High declares a word, a word of discretion. Men find it at last might be free. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the truth. For he must surely cast aside the veil of illusions, covering that has blinded all the nations, not to be able to see the glory of Yah. The scripture says, in the day that he rebukes this confusion. Isaiah 25 talks about a city. The day he rebukes, even brings to destruction, a city that seeks to uphold confusion or indiscretion. Say, men shall say in that day, when men shall find and discern what is the righteousness of Yah, this is the righteous one for whom we waited, we will rejoice and be glad. How about be blessed, made one, even find what indeed again is forgiveness in his salvation. For brothers and sisters, no unclean standard, no corrupt standard, no rebellious standard receives the favor of the Most High. And after no unclean standard, my brothers and sisters, a man called faithful. Not unto Yah. I think about these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that this is not the only place we find the verse, how beautiful upon the mountains. Oh, yes. It's not the only place. And there's a reason why I like to go to this other verse that relates this passage. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet when it publishes good tidings. And that verse, my brothers and sisters, is in Nahum, Nahum 1:15. And that verse says, "Behold, upon the mountain the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, a pure and perfect word, the word from above." As I told you before, my brothers, that word for good tidings, it's a word that's used for gospel. "And no unclean word after the ways of the nations, whereby rulers have sought to maintain their thrones, and false pastors sought to maintain the authority of their pulpits." No unclean word, my brothers and sisters, is the word of the gospel. The word of peace, the word of fullness, they must go forth to the nation to declare a pure, perfect word beyond all worldly divisions. Say, "Behold, upon the mountain the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publishes peace. O Yehuda, keep thy solemn feasts, perform thy vows, for the wicked, the lawless, shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off." Those of you who examine the scripture will see some similitude in the context of the spirit that's related to Isaiah 52 in these verses. The feast of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, are a remembrance and a commemoration of what is holiness and holiness, that might be preserved, kept, preserved, maintained, the nature of a pure and holy word against all the provocation of men to fall low after bribery to receive what the world would offer in exchange for your soul. The feast of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, are a time when the Most High declared for the commemoration and preservation of what is holiness. The men might perform their vows, but without knowledge, my brothers and sisters, those who call upon him in vain. They who call upon his name, my brothers and sisters, must petition the Most High to discern what is his everlasting covenant for peace, for there is no other. And our brothers and sisters, the scripture says, "The wicked, therefore the lawless, the unclean, shall no more pass through thee, for he is utterly cut off." No unclean thing then will enter the kingdom of Yah. Messiah said, "Your righteousness must exceed your sense of justice, your discernment of what is the law and the prophets, your discernment of what the Most High declared from the beginning, the nature of the uncleanness of what is, presently is, and what is the end result of your following after such uncleanness, discerning the things that are to come thereafter." Those who can discern these things, my brothers and sisters, and know the path in which to walk, scripture says they are his people, but those who discern it not, scripture says they are abomination, a work after the pride of men who believe they can declare their own conceits and still yet be counted wise, as if the Most High does not discern the difference. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Seventh verse of Isaiah 52. "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publishes peace, that brings good tidings of what is good, publishes salvation. Learn to do good," my brothers and sisters said, "cease to do evil. Learn to reason together with Yah. Lift up your mind. Lift up your conscience. Lift up your vision," my brothers and sisters. "Look up beyond yourself." It says, look at this eighth verse. "Thy watchman shall lift up." Oh, where have we heard this concept before? Why have we smelt that same spirit? "Thy watchman shall lift up the voice, and with the voice together shall they sing." Where, my brothers and sisters, those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, where have we heard or sensed that spirit before? Oh, my brothers and sisters, what about the scriptures in Isaiah 40? Say, comfort ye, my people. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. Time for warfare has come to an end. All eyes shall see the glory. How about 40 and 5? "The glory of the Most High shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Most High shall have spoken it." Oh, my brothers and sisters, say, "The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our Yah shall stand forever. What about this scripture 40:9, Isaiah, O Zion that brings good tidings, get thee up into a high mountain. O Yerushalayim that brings good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up and be not afraid, say to the cities of Zion, behold, your Yah, even he reigns. What about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, your watchmen? Your watchmen shall lift up for voices and speak, for brothers and sisters, speak even as one. Who, my brothers and sisters, will discern the spirit of these things? Say, behold, the Most High will come with a strong hand, his arm shall rule before him. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. Blessed thing, my brothers and sisters, who discern, those who discern these words, that they might be true unto them, that they might discern, my brothers and sisters, the implications of what is declared herein. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we see. It's time that we see the truth. It's time that we discern together what is the righteousness of Yah. Look at the ninth verse. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. The Most High, has comforted his people. Comfort you, my people. Cause all the people to see as one. Did I not say it's trouble and tribulation whenever men are subject to conscience less than what Yah has required? Didn't Isaiah 41st chapter speak about the coming of a righteous one who would judge all nations according to the righteousness of Yah? Did he reprove all the nations? All the rulers, that men should know to discern beyond those, that all see beyond those, my brothers and sisters, who have sought to constrain the minds, not to see beyond allegiances of those who are partial in the law. Brothers and sisters, the law of this world is that men seek to preserve the illusion to keep men blinded to their unruliness. But the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, in revealing his exceeding righteousness that will discern then who it is that will praise him and honor him true to his name, true to all that he is and requires of his people. Ninth verse, break again. It says, break forth into joy, sing together. How about discern together, you waste places of Jerusalem? The Lord will make again one his people. He will redeem a city of peace. All my brothers and sisters, those who would cause sin to abound in the midst. Sin, my brothers and sisters, covenant of the Most High is exactly that. It's a covenant the Most High declared. All must walk as one in his name. So in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. And if there's any strife among us, so we still function after carnal mind, not led by the Spirit. So it is written, my brothers and sisters, and so we must discern, that the passions of man, his imaginations, decree nothing to the Most High, for the Most High will not be destabilized. My brothers and sisters, the Most High declared a plan from the beginning. He declared from the beginning what's acceptable unto him. He didn't say the thoughts of another. Will he allow upon his contract? No man has a right to change anything upon it. Most High has made bad, says in the 10th verse. It's a prophecy concerning when he destroys Babylon once and for all. You need to truly think about that. The Most High has made bare his holy arm. All my brothers and sisters, he has shown forth, these scriptures talk about a time where you'll show forth what is the purity, adulterated, if you will, uncovered holiness of his righteousness, his authority was acceptable before him, for the eyes of all the nations, even to the shame of all those who have walked after other legions. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that day of judgment is a day of great salvation, because it will bring a discretion the world had not had. And no indiscriminate, double-minded thing, unstable thing, my brothers and sisters, shall receive anything from the Most High. He will not establish his holy kingdom upon any unstable, unsure foundation, but that which is sure. And my brothers and sisters, only that which is sound and sure, my brothers and sisters, is worthy unto his kingdom. He said, but the scripture says some will not delight in sound doctrine. But he said, all that is inspired after his Holy Spirit, every scripture, all scripture inspired by his Holy Spirit, is worthy for reproof and doctrine. When, my brothers and sisters, will men understand that the only sound and secure word that you call the gospel, the word that gives consideration to all the Most High has said, height, depth, and breadth. Blessed are they who will understand this. So he said, depart ye, go from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of this Babylonish, whorish, enticing, harlotrous system that's sold out for money. Go ye out of the midst of her, and be ye clean, ye that bear the vessels of Yah. It is written, my brothers and sisters, that no unclean thing shall inherit the kingdom of Yah. Without holiness, no man shall see or discern Yah as he is. So we have to understand something then, my brothers and sisters, about every unclean thought after the constraint of those who know him not. I want you to understand something, though, about that concept. Most of the high does not consider any imperfect or partial testimony to be from him or the result of fruition in him. He does not call an acceptable fruit that which is plucked from the tree before its time, or the fruit, my brothers and sisters, that falls from the tree before it is mature. Those who are well planted and grounded in the Holy Spirit, the holy testimony of the Most High, the testimony that consecrates the mind after all things the Most High declare, bringing all things to remembrance, will be a mature thing. So that those who are led by him, my brothers and sisters, will allow no obstacle. Those who are led by him, receiving his grace, his gift of wisdom, and not turning back, these are the ones that Yah will call favored, that prove, I say that prove, their desire, their love, their devotion is unto him. Xmas they call Christmas. And by no means do I ascribe to a Western polytheist concept of a savior. This mass, they call it. This mess, they call Xmas. It's without question the decree of a heathen king who dared to declare that he had a church, or that he formed a church and called it holy, even after an empire unclean, polytheist, not after the will of one. Xmas is the decree of a heathen king, my brothers and sisters, who dared to call something holy that was entirely intent to preserve the unclean ways of a blinded, indiscriminate world. And if my brothers and sisters, these were the decrees, and they were of a heathen king who only knew the ways of many false gods, then my brothers and sisters, this custom that men call Christmas is the decree of a devil, whose intent was to preserve rather than abolish the blinding veils that were Roman and Babylonish, Egyptian, Moabite lies. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. The gospel was made from the very beginning, assured, confirmed from the very beginning, ultimately to be that which ultimately one day, if man fell away, that would convert the nations, come true to the authority of Yah. How then do men believe that the contrivances of the nations would draw men again true to him? It's time we think about these things, my brothers and sisters. The intent of the gospel is to abolish the lies of men, that the truth might be seen and restored. For every unclean perception, every lie man believes, blinds men not to be able to discern what is truly pure and holy, and what is truly perfect before Yah. Hey, my brothers and sisters, like the scripture says, his people have gone to Egypt and Assyria. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to gain nothing. Nothing except before Yah. I mean that the ways of the nations are counted as nothing before him. Isaiah 40:15 says he's going to count whole nations as if they were dropping a bucket, wherein men have walked after their vanities and not discerned. As in those searching of all that is divine understanding, they did not realize the need to continue to seek him. For he will judge the world according to his righteousness. For all the perverse, evil, deviant ways that dishonor the holy name should not be counted good in his sight. It's time we discern the real. What's that scripture say? You sold yourself for not whatever you hear? What about Isaiah 50, my brothers and sisters? I said Isaiah 50. Isaiah 50 has a prophecy that speaks the same thing concerning Messiah's appearing. Isaiah's in the 50th chapter. Let us understand the scenario that is unfolding before our eyes. Thus said the Most High, where the bill of your mother's divorce, from when shall I put her away? In other words, when did I not consider or value the putting together of my people according to an initial foundation and covenant that he declared. So which of my creditors is it to whom have I sold you? Behold, your iniquities, you sold yourselves, you sold you for your iniquities unto nothing as you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions. After your transgression, it was transgression, you put your mother away. You forgot Abraham, your father, Sarah, who conceived. You forgot the faith that made your people worthy unto Yah. Was after faith unto the perfect will of Yah. So man not discerning, my brothers and sisters, the preciousness of a holy word. 50:2, wherefore when I came was there no man? Did no one recognize the preciousness of a righteous word? Why was that when I called was there none to answer? Have men, my brothers and sisters, become so perverse not to discern what is beautiful from before the Most High? Not to understand a precious word and discern a precious word when they hear? A word of salvation when they hear. Isaiah says, my hand shortened all that cannot redeem. I have no power to deliver. But holding my rebuke, I dry up the seas. I make the rivers of wilderness. Their fish stink because there's no water. They die for thirst. We've talked before about how Isaiah 19:1-5 speaks of this. How Revelation 16:12-21 speaks of this. The Most High must prove foolish all the ways of the nations, that men shall prepare themselves for the coming of one called the King of the East, the King of Righteousness, King of Peace. And Messiah says, behold, I come. He said, blessed are they then who keep their garments, who can be found still yet true unto Yah, because he will expose every allegiance to everything otherwise. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, who understand these things? I've talked about them on a regular basis, a very regular basis, on this show. But who is willing to understand it? Brothers and sisters, no one, absolutely no one will be found righteous before Yah who chooses to seek cover by ignoring what the Most High has declared should never be ignored. For the Most High will indeed declare his servant, who shall deal prudently. It says Isaiah 52:13. He shall be exalted and extolled and very high. It gave you some bad interpretation in 52:14. So many were they who were astonished at him. They put down his visage was so marred. Really, my brothers and sisters, means his vision, his expectation of the Most High, is more revolutionary unto the overthrowing of that which is foolish more than any man. His form, his vision, his plan, his expectation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the parameters of his awareness of what is divine will is not constrained in a small box, more than the vision that is common to men. Socially sprinkle, baptize, purge, cause many to seek to be converted beyond the constraints of the nations. And kings should shut their mouths because of him, or they should be exposed in their neglect. For that which they had not been told, they shall see. And that which they had heard, they shall consider. My brothers and sisters, we live in a society where pagan rulers never reverent for Yah and all that he is. They have forsworn and even called it illegal to seek Yah for the knowledge of who he is. Called it illegal to seek by faith for the truth beyond the boxes they've created. And if my brothers and sisters, they told you the only way you could worship Yah is according to the constraints that they declare, you need to ask yourself a question, who is it that they compel you to worship? When they tell you that such pagan customs like Easter, Christmas, and Sunday, you ask who it is celebrated these things while the people of Yah were keeping the Shabbat. They tell you, my brothers and sisters, the only way you can worship Yah is according to such lies. They have never understood, and if they have, they never sought that you understand the nature of what is the holy name. For Yah is worshipped according to none of the constraints of man. Scriptures tell us for that reason Messiah is sent, that all may know from the rising sun to the west there is none else but he. None of the folly of man, none of the foolish or deceptive contrivances, idolatrous standards of man will be acceptable unto his kingdom. I be dark, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Says, why is every man out here judging his brother if man can't see the beam that's in his own eye? Why is every man judging his brother if he does not even anticipate the coming of one who will reprove all? My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that there's a foundation of truth, even as to who Messiah is, let alone how he appears. The whole world will find that it has missed the mark in discerning. Scripture says Messiah comes as one whose ways men have not known. Why? Because man has fallen away from the truth for so very long that when he comes to declare prudence, discerning between good and evil, when he comes and declares righteousness, there's none that discerns it. All my brothers and sisters, Messiah said when he returns, will he find faith in the earth? If all men have known is the standards of men, then guess what? That is known faith in Yah, for the Most High is none of the pollutions of man. The eye be dark, my brothers and sisters, blind by uncleanness. With what shall men discern the way of holiness? If every man be misled, my brothers and sisters, who then is a guide to their brother unto righteousness? Messiah comes for a reason. Discern beyond every obstacle, make the crooked places straight, to show the right path unto Yah. Declare the word that is from the beginning. Scripture says he will come forth saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I to show you the way that you should go. And now the Father has sent me with his Spirit. Comes to declare, my brothers and sisters, the way that was declared from the beginning, that if men had only kept, he would never have gone astray from the path of life. Who will discern it in his time? Why he said, there's no peace to the wicked, no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who refuse to be made aware of, that they might believe what is complete. So he says, listen to me, O Isles. Another scripture says, keep silent before me, O you nations. People might renew their strength, that Israel might be drawn again to him. Messiah will declare a pure and perfect word like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern the difference between those who serve Yah, who is all that he is, versus those who seek to deny him even his name. All my brothers and sisters, those who will deny the Most High, deny his name, meaning that he is all that he is, will perish in their ignorance. The Most High has a plan that those who will be made worthy will find what is precious beyond all imagination. Messiah comes disciplined in the way of divine consciousness, my brothers and sisters, to rebuke the unclean things when what is his holiness and his authority is made bare, no longer covered. No longer, my brothers and sisters, misperceived due to the misdirection of the nations. There be no doubt in that day as to the strength of his holiness. Brothers and sisters, what of them who never knew these things? I know a lot of people might ask this question. What of them who never knew these things? The scripture says in bondage, it didn't say that you would look into your rulers, you would discern it. In fact, there's a whole lot of prophecy that talks about so many truths that the rulers would never tell. In fact, the scripture says that being the case, the only way you find out about these things is that you must hearken to Yah. Faith comes by hearing him in a world, my brothers and sisters, filled with provocations. Provocations whereby men provoke one another to walk after the ways of men rather than seeking the fullness of Yah. Men being tempted to take the bribe, my brothers and sisters, even the bribe to sell their very souls. For my brothers and sisters, no one who speaks a lie walks without blood on his head. No one who speaks a lie that misleads another soul, my brothers and sisters, finds salvation as a reward. What of them who never knew these things? Isaiah 48, what did I say? It said, Messiah will come saying, oh, that you had kept, preserved, maintained, preserved his instruction, his commandments, pure and true, after what he declared from the beginning. He said, your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as waves of the sea. And he would not have to have beheld so many of your descendants destroyed from before him. Our brothers and sisters, man was never told that if he walked away from the righteousness of Yah, that he would find his purpose. He was never told, my brothers and sisters, if he walked away from Yah, that he would live. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the path unto eternal life requires that man seek all divine righteousness, denying nothing. Most High once asked me, if a man denies even the least of his words, shall he live? And however, it was very obvious with the ominous nature of his voice that none who denies him has life. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him. How about he who declares Yah as he is shall not perish? How about that men have an opportunity to see what indeed is the righteousness of Yah? He said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. Meaning he gave his life that men discern a pure and perfect testimony. For after no impure testimony they would argue against the Most High, shall any man be favored? Man was not created to argue against the Creator, but to commune as one with him. And my brothers and sisters, that demands that man seek a whole word. He said, without holiness, no man shall see Yah. My brothers and sisters, man who oppose a multitude of imperfect, impure, unclean traditions that only commemorate the uncleanest of human thought. Hey, the scripture says, shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. Colossians 2, speak of it again. Colossians 2, they quote scriptures from Isaiah 52. Talks about beware the intrusion of the principalities and powers. Beware that any man beguile after the principles of the world and not after Messiah. It says, touch not the unclean thing, touch not the commandments of men. Aramaic says, lest you be doomed as though living in the world and not true to the house of light. Please, my brothers and sisters, let no man deceive you. If any man beguile you after the principles of the world to deny the commandments of Yah, you only walk in then after the commandments of men. No man puffed up after the imaginations of his own heart, who would not humble himself to be disciplined by Yah, can be a savior or a deliverer to any man. Every half-truth that men exalt, my brothers and sisters, leaves men incomplete. Discern the righteousness of a true word. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, says that once the powers of perdition, the corrupt rulers of this world take over among the churches and the temples, that men no longer recognize their iniquity because iniquity is all they know. It says those who prefer unrighteousness less than what is divine requirement or perversity against divine requirement. Scripture says those who prefer unrighteousness, uncleanness, injustice, less than what is worthy unto the Most High. I did not say, my brothers and sisters, they would be saved, but they'd be damned, separated from Yah after false righteousness, selfish ambitions, misconceits, misguidance that lead men astray. That is not, my brothers and sisters, the church that Messiah gave his life to build. When we talked before about what the scriptures actually say, they said, who do you say that I am? He actually said he is the Kurdi, the righteous one. And upon that righteousness, that premise, that rock-solid continual foundation, he will build his church. Because he said, my brothers and sisters, remember, the church is that institution of the Most High where men seek to come out from the confusion and darkness of this world. Seek to come out from the lies of the world and come unto the truth. Seek to come out from the midst of the multitude of misallegiances, knowing that unto Yah, even unto him whom Yah has declared, every knee must bow and every tongue shall swear. Coming out from the confusion of this world. Wow. Looking at my time, they tell me I got 90 seconds and I got all these points still yet to declare. Well, I guess I'm going to speak about a whole lot of things in the archives, my brothers and sisters, because I got a lot still to talk about. Scripture says that if you don't seek the fullness of this truth, seeking rather the commandments of men and their partiality, hey, scripture says you'd be doomed as though living in the world. Not true to the children of light. Not true to the invariant light and glory. But my brothers and sisters, blinded with those who never knew their sin. Says every foolish, deceptive word a man speaks to give a comfort and judgment. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. I never said man will find life after the conceit of another. Says count yourself blessed, my brothers and sisters, if you're preserved to see the day of the righteous one. That no man consider himself so wise before the time till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things men have not considered. Till he rebukes all uncleanness and declares all righteousness, then shall men ought to praise Yah. Well, they tell me we've got about 30 seconds left in the show. If you call in real quickly, you get a chance to still hear what is continued. If not, check it out in the archives, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. I will continue this show for those who are willing to hear it in the archives. But until then, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year he brings near. Please, about another half hour, check back. And be talking about a lot more truth before this night is done. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. They who will not believe the prophet who speaks to restore right knowledge as spoken by Yah through all the prophets. Acts 3:18-23 says they just shall now have no inheritance in the kingdom of Yah. Isaiah 65 talks about those who forsook the Most High, forgot his holy kingdom, who worshiped the truth and the number. How many understand that December 24th and December 25th were ancient customs of the pagan sun and moon god? And to forsake the Most High, my brothers and sisters, it is certainly to forsake the Most High anytime men worship that which the Most High says he despises. The scripture says, "You because you chose the things in which he did not delight. And those who do this, he shall number to the sword. And the mouth of the Most High has spoken it." Who is discerning this time, my brothers and sisters? The Most High plays hardball. He did not say that those who prefer that which he in which he did not does not delight will be inheritors with him who is the inheritor of his mountains. Read Isaiah, 65th chapter, and understand the reality. It was already known from the beginning that such heathen customs as this will continue to the very last day. But my brothers and sisters, whether men seek what is deed before Yah's righteousness or not, will decide whether or not whether or not they are true to him. For many of them, my brothers and sisters, I even heard someone earlier today, are like the dog that returns to his vomit, discerning to some level the need to come out from the pollutions of the world. They return to the unclean thing. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures did not say that there would be a blessed reward in so doing. Man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. Hebrews 6. Hebrews 10. You got to go on to perfection. Man sins willfully, go after the ways of divisive lies taught by men. After receiving the knowledge of the truth of Yah, there's no more sacrifice, no more atonement for a sin. It's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry Yah. Blessed are they who hear these words tonight. Yes, indeed, blessed are they who hear these words tonight. That they hear them and do not turn aside. They who believe and obey the way of righteousness should be saved, that shall be saved. Never did the Most High say those who believe idolatrous misrepresentations should be saved after the worst designed schemes and pretenses created after the frail misconceit of another. It is they who are of the Spirit who will reveal and who will maintain all things true. These are the ones who Most High calls his workmanship, the work of his hands. As they who believe discern to obey the way of righteousness shall be saved, not they who do not discern what is to be believed. Faith, knowing what is to be believed, comes by hearing a word from Yah, who, my brothers and sisters, when they hear his call, will not turn back. They who are not discerned to observe what is holiness have no partakership in the feast of the Most High, and those who have no partakership in the remembrance of his will have no protection, no partakership in the eternal life that he offers those who will preserve the way of life. Remember the warning the Most High gave to ancient Noah. Those who seek to preserve an unclean way shall not survive. Check out Numbers 24:14 through 17 through 19. He says, in that day when he declared the difference between the righteous and the wicked, the wicked shall perish. Those who will not turn toward him shall perish, and only a few men shall be left, and the remnant shall be small and feeble. When the time comes that a king shall reign upon the throne of David, hastening righteousness, it shall be that only those who follow after Yah shall be preserved, and all the other nations shall be accursed. Read for yourself, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 60 and 12, and understand. What's wrong with Xmas? My brothers and sisters, answer by the question. What's right or righteous about it? Absolutely nothing. Some would say that it's seemingly only at Xmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and Sunday. As some say, they can speak openly, where there might be welcome ears to hear something about the Lord, the good Lord. Yet if men can only speak concerning the Most High after the constraints of heathenism, beastly men who refuse to reason, who refuse to give consideration to all the Most High declare, then no man is free and no man is healed to be made surely whole. There's no peace, no salvation under the constraints of the lawless. Hear the word of the righteous one whose word is sharp like a two-edged sword, and discern who it is that serves Yah and who serves him not. Whoever will not serve Yah true to all that is his perfect will has masqueraded under a false oath, and the Most High shall surely show the shame one who does this in all his nakedness. For the robes that he wears, claiming to be righteous, he shall wear no more. And the day of the Most High shall show the difference between those who serve him and those who serve him not. When all such righteousness is exposed, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Some say that at Eastmas, that this Christmas custom is like Easter, Exodus, Thanksgiving. More than all other times, they seek to go out and feed the poor and the hungry. Well, I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. There are many who will seek to feed the flesh and destroy the soul. Destroy the conscience of men. Men use cheese to catch rats, too. The cheese they use to lure the rats, like the worms they use to catch fish, even flesh, has nothing to do with offering opportunity unto eternal life. There's no covenant, no holy covenant after any unclean thoughts or contrivances of men having no reverence or awareness of what from the beginning is the holiness that appeases Yah. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. Those who would partake with him whom the Most High calls in Isaiah 55, the inheritor of his mountains, are not they who delight in that which Yah does not delight. But my brothers and sisters, they who choose the way of righteousness when Yah reveals it, they are the ones who shall receive his blessed reward. I pray that these words will be a blessing to those who will hear them. He said that no unclean thing shall enter into the city of peace. Is Xmas, this Christmas custom, my brothers and sisters, a holy thing? Is it declared by Yah? Absolutely not. He said, watch out for the false prophet, the false testimony, the false prophets. He said, do they gather grapes from thistles or figs from thorns? If the origin from which these things came is an unholy thing, you need to really give attention to Isaiah 30. Because the scriptures there declared, the Most High declared it from the very beginning, that it might be written in the tablets of testimony forever. Those who take counsel but not from him, adding sin to sin, my brothers and sisters, only reap confusion. He said, let it be written upon the tablets of the testimony forever. Let me read it to you, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, and discern the nature of what Yah has decreed. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, these words are a blessing in this time, but they might convert the soul of those who are willing. He says, now go, write it before them in a tablet, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever. Did you hear me, what he said in Isaiah 30:8? What did he say? 30:8 is the verse before it, predecessor before it. It's a precondition upon which to understand it. It says, for the Egyptians shall help in vain. What is the origin of this custom they call Christmas? What is the origin of this sun-worshipping custom they call Sunday? When the Most High from the beginning declared the Shabbat? What is the origin of this custom they call Easter to the pagan goddess Astarte? Right after the vernal equinox, sun worship. Oh, there's so much I could tell you about that custom they call Xmas and why it is that right after the Easter celebration, 9 months later, comes this custom they call the Saturnalia, the Bacchanalia. They only knew what happened in that Easter custom to the goddess of lust. Things, my brothers and sisters, you need to check out. Website, www.hiddengospel.com. Article there called Bacchus Connection. You need that article desperately, my brothers and sisters. www.hiddengospel.com. Article there called Xmas Economics. Putting it up in the chat. www.hiddengospel.com/Bacchus, B-A-C-C-U-S, dash connection. You need that article. www.hiddengospel.com/x-mas-economics. You need it. Say, for the Egyptians shall help in vain. In other words, there should not be a healing or salvation to any soul. And unto no purpose, certainly not unto Yah. The fallen conscience of man heals no one. Therefore, I've cried out concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Some text, the result of this is only confusion. So go write it before them in a tablet, note in the book. There may be for the time to come forever and ever. But this is rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Most High. Call them false sons. Will not hear the law of the Lord. We say to the seers, see not, and the prophets prophesy unto us. To us write a righteous, fair, and just, holy, and pure, and complete things. Prophesy to us smooth things, things that appeal to a carnal soul. Prophesy deceits. We say, get you out of the way. Turn aside from the path. Cause the Holy One, the Righteous One, Him who declares what is clean and righteous, of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this holy word and prefer unrighteousness. You trust in oppression, uncleanness, and perverseness. Hey, excellence is certainly such a custom. And you choose to stay thereon. Therefore, this iniquity, this uncleanness, shall be as you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out of the high wall whose breaking comes suddenly at an instant. Didn't Messiah say the same thing, my brothers and sisters, in Matthew 7? Those who have his word and refuse the understanding of it have no foundation at all when they are reproved and rebuked by the righteous word of Yah. The breaking of it, the fall of it, shall be a great one. He says, shall break all the unclean vessels like the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken in pieces without pity. There will be no preservation of the unclean thing. There should not be found even a piece, a shard of it. Take fire from the hearth or take water from the pit or the cistern, the well. All my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Most High has already declared you worship him in vain when you keep the doctrines and commands of men. Well, this Easter custom, this Xmas custom, this Sunday custom, this Valentine's Day, so many of these traditions declared by men, because they're after the constraints and the thoughts and conceits of men that can never appease fully the will of Yah. They are all vanity. An unclean standard or a tradition based upon an unclean foundation, my brothers and sisters, will always be an unclean thing. These are commemorations, my brothers and sisters, so many false traditions that have been a smoke continually in the Lord's anger. Whether you remind him, my brothers and sisters, of your lusts after the carnal thing, or will you show him, my brothers and sisters, that you love him and seek the things that are revealed, that he reveals to reproof of all such uncleanness by his spirit? Do you ask for his spirit, my brothers and sisters, that you refuse his testimony? Do you ask for his spirit that you would pollute his word? Is that what they told you you should do? My brothers and sisters, it is only those who are true to his word, faithful to his word, seeking all that is true to his word unto the points of his command, that are true to a covenant that he has declared. Yeah. Pervert, pollute. The holy thing, it is neither any more holy, nor is it a covenant agreement with Yah. If all men agree to unholiness, uncleanness, my brothers and sisters, men have made a covenant with death and hell. Please understand, I've talked about it before on this show. Concerning Revelation 6, man was turned away from the testimony of the white horse rider who sent forth the gospel to conquer all the uncleanness and misconceits of the nation to show men how to overcome the world. And they fell victim, my brothers and sisters, that red horse rider The nations that despise the truth, that sought to even behead saints, who sought to maintain the holy testimony. You need to read all of those first five seals, the book of Revelation, the sixth chapter. The white horse rider, I'm telling you now, is Messiah himself, who will reprove all nations according to what is the righteousness of Yah. Red horse rider is the nations in retaliation against that one king of all kings and the fullness of his law, by which he should declare justice and righteousness to the nations. Read Isaiah 42. By which he should restore all things. Black horse rider relates after they began to murder off the saints, a famine for a word. Men going to and fro the nations, seeking a word of truth and can't find it. Read Amos 8:11-12. Messiah said, the day will come, you look for one of the days of the light. The truth of the Son of Man will not find it. It means he has to restore it. Who will thank Yah, my brothers and sisters, for the one that he says in Isaiah 50th chapter will come forth saying, according to Isaiah 49, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. Call me by my name, that I should know how to declare a word to strengthen the weary. Morning by morning has he caused my ears to hear the teaching. I've not turned back to rebellious way. Who will petition the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for the petition, for the appearing of such a one? That they might discern, my brothers and sisters, the word of truth that so often men have despised, and being propositioned to give attention to that which they have not understood. So often have men feared and despised, which is outside the constraints of that which they seek support in, after a worldly status quo and after the mindset of their peers. But Yah, my brothers and sisters, calls prophets to speak what others would not, even when the whole world chooses to ignore, and then might be restored unto Yah himself. And the true Jew is one who seeks praise that gives honor to Yah, even if the whole world has gone astray. Even if all the denominations of this world and all those who call upon his name have forgotten the truth, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is still going to bring to bear what he said he'd bring to bear, and only those who catch hold quickly, they come to the truth, the exceeding truth quickly, and know the way of survival. So as written, my brothers and sisters, so shall it be done. Let this paganism go, my people. Let all those who be like Pharaoh, seek to preserve the ways of Egypt and Rome, hearken to the word of the Most High. For it is time to let my people go. Babylon's day, my brothers and sisters, the times of the Gentiles, the times of the confusion of the nations, is just about at its end. Hear again, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Most High. Hear again the pure and complete word. And know that it is Yah, true to all that he is, that shall reign. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, has been Edom Yahav Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, to his honor, to his praise, always. Hallelujah! And I thank you again, all of you, for listening. And I thank the Most High for every ear, that he brings to understanding and brings near. Come, let us reason together.